What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. My name is Dr. Daryl Glover, and along with me is my lovely co-host, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and today we have a very exciting show in store for you. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Vision Expo.
Where are the best new ideas and innovations in eye care dreamed up? Industry conferences are the best place to meet and be inspired by optometrists, opticians, and eyewear enthusiasts around the world. That's how Daryl Glover and I teamed up to start Defocus Media.
And guess what, Jen? My favorite conference is right around the corner, the Vision Expo West in Las Vegas. It's the place you want to be if you want to learn, network, build relationships in the world of eye care. This year, there are over 320 hours of continuing education, including 20 specialty tracks and courses in the latest and greatest in innovations in our industry.
You know what I love about Vision Expo?
What's that, Jen?
It's that you can just be walking around exploring and you'll come up on a live interview with a famous eyewear designer or a fashion show parading down the middle of the floor or a live pop-up talk with some of the most recognizable faces in eye care.
Absolutely, Jen. And this year, you can even go job hunting at the Vision Expo West. Covalent Careers will have a live booth to help aid one-on-one networking with employers during the conference. How cool is that? Also, Jen, it gets even better. Young ODs like us have access to exclusive events all during the show, kicked off with the Young Professionals Happy Hour hosted by our buddies at Transitions at Lavo on the Strip. The Happy Hour takes place Friday, September 15th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. I hope to see you guys there.
Make sure you join the Young Professionals Club for free benefits, which includes a free exhibit hall registration and 6 hours of free CE. You just head to visionexpo.com/YPC for all the details.
And trust me, you don't want to miss the CE because it's incredible. And you definitely don't want to miss the exhibit hall. There are over 173,000 square feet of exhibit space housing over 5,000 eyewear brands from all across the world. You'll be the first to see all the fall debut lines, accessories, eyewear trends, and more. The Vision Expo is truly where fashion, education, and innovation all come together under one roof.
Be there September 13th through the 16th at the Sands Expo in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. Just visit visionexpowest.com to register today.
On to today's podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly, and I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Daryl Glover. Daryl, today we are talking about a story and a topic that's really taking over eye care this year, subscription contact lens services. And I know you guys have seen a lot of stuff online and in competition, and it looks like maybe this is something trying to steal patients away from us, but there are companies doing subscription contact lens services that are really geared toward growing your private practice. And we're joined today by Ms. Beth Samanuk. She's with The Lens Butler. Hi, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for having me.
We want to get to know you and your background in eye care because this is not your first rodeo in the world of eye care. So tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm honored to be here. And I think what you guys are doing with Defocus Media is great. Yes, my name is Beth Samanuk. I am the co-founder and owner of The Lens Butler. I currently live in Toledo, Ohio, and I've grown up in Columbus and lived in Ohio all of my life, most of my life, and started this business with my current partner, who has been my partner in business for quite some time, Allison Granger. She is the yin to my yang, if you will. And we started out as Alcon reps together in the field in Northwest Ohio, calling on accounts, splitting our product portfolio for Alcon. So we've worked together for a really long time and really enjoyed being out in the field with our doctors and creating those relationships and have always taken a very consultative approach to what we do. And I think that's what made us different from not only a lot of other reps, but just a lot of other businesswomen. And we were referred to lovingly as the dream team. I think most of our accounts like to still keep that alive. And we certainly are still running with it today as we started The Lens Butler. So it was our time together and kind of the voice of the optometry world that brought us to this place of thinking about how can we change how contact lenses are not only viewed, but sold and put forth to patients while keeping practices successful and keeping sales in-house.
I like that, the dream team. That's pretty spectacular there. Jennifer, we might have to take that too. We might need to be the dream team as well.
Take it. It did well for us, so I'm sure it will
awesome,
for you too.
Awesome. You know, one thing I have noticed over my time of practicing is that, you know, your reps from contact lens companies, a lot of doctors don't utilize them as much as they should. I feel like you guys are so valuable. I've learned so much from just actually sitting down, having a conversation with my rep, going to lunch and learning more about the contact lens, especially especially with Alcon. You know, our rep, Jennifer, was Harrison, and I felt like he always gave me a wealth of knowledge whenever he stopped by the office. How about yourself?
I will always make the time to meet with my reps. That's one of the most important things I feel like I do every day. They are my view into the world of what's going on in eye care. They're visiting all my other practices in the area, all of our competitors. They know what's working at those offices and what's not. They're a valuable source of information if you're trying to like figure out what you're doing wrong or what you can improve upon. So I sometimes will talk to doctors and they're like, oh yeah, I just don't have time. The reps are really annoying. I need to make sure that they schedule with me and they're not just allowed to come back. I get it. Our time is really valuable and we're really busy seeing patients. But for me, it is worth whatever time you can give. It might be the most valuable thing you do that day.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming that's how you ladies came up with this wonderful concept known as the Lens Butler. Can you tell us a little bit more about the creation?
Sure. I think the two of you made a great point. I think you need to utilize your reps. We are the eyes and ears for you, not only in other practices that surround you, but in the manufacturing world as well. And I would really challenge doctors to push their reps to give them more industry information. I think we had really great doctors who pushed us for information. And towards the end, you become an advisor instead of just a rep. And the good ones will give you that. And I think it's a great thing to challenge them. But yeah, it's really what brought us to this point. Allison and I were hearing the same things 7 or 8 times a day as we would go into offices. And these were great doctors who had built great businesses, but they lacked the right tools to compete. So the things we kept hearing about patients having a hard time affording the lenses and upgrading happy patients when they feel there's a better technology, but the patient might not, there may be a disconnect there. The patient might not see the value. Competing on price with big box and online retailers. And then the big one, which is patient retention and really getting patients to be tethered to that practice and understand what you have to offer so that they keep coming back. It wasn't really until we were launching Dailies Total One Multifocal that this concept really started to click for us. I think, you know, launching that and being on a pre-market focus group to talk about how we were going to bring that to launch and what we were going to do in the market got our wheels turning. I wear Dailies Total One. I love Dailies Total One. I recommend it to everyone I meet, see, or know in my life. When I knew that we were bringing that onto our number one multifocal platform, I thought this is amazing. There are so many presbyopic patients that can benefit from this lens. But when I heard the price point, you know, I'm human, just like everyone, but I have the same reaction of most people. And that is that price point is going to be prohibitive for some people. So Allison and I really started thinking about what can we do differently? We were talking to our doctors and trying to get them out of their comfort zones. You know, we were asking them, is there a different way you can bill patients? Is there a different way you can make them come back to you and do a quarterly type of supply? And they just said, we would love to, but we don't have the tools and we don't have the resources. Allison and I know you're kind of fighting with one hand behind your back right now. You've got the same resources that you did 30 years ago. You have insurance benefits on behalf of the patient and you've got a manufacturer rebate. And in today's marketplace, that's just not cutting it. So being busy moms and subscription service members of other things in that world, we try to really combine that personal experience of subscription services with what our doctors and what patients were experiencing with the rising cost of contacts and the lack of loyalty to the practice.
So there are several subscription contact lens services that really kind of hit home this year. When we think about Sightbox, we think about Hubble. These are areas that are taking sales away from the doctor's office and to the subscription service. Tell us how the Lens Butler is different.
That's a great question, Jen. Thanks for asking it because I think it's important to differentiate ourselves. You know, we came up with this concept when no one was on the market. There was no Lens Fairy, there was no Sightbox, there was no Hubble. And we really took our time to get it right. And we took probably longer than we should have. I think we valued our jobs with Alcon and being in the field and having that responsibility first and then a responsibility to our families kind of put us a little bit behind. But it did allow us to really think through things the right way. We aren't another company with ulterior motives. And sometimes I think that's hard for doctors to believe. They're so used to everybody coming for their business in a certain way. Our goal is to really partner with private practitioners to help create a culture of annual supply sales in the office. We want to help you create loyalty. Basically, we are a loyalty company that specializes in logistics. This is what we do. And because we only work through your office, we firmly believe in bringing all sales back to the office, not just contact lenses, but glasses, sunglasses, you know, safety glasses, anything that the patient may not know that you actually do or offer offer in the office we want to bring back. But our big message is creating better compliance, increased exam frequency, and really creating that long-lasting loyalty between you and your patients. And no one else is doing that. I'll tell you, if they don't have it now, everybody's going to have a subscription service. I know Walmart's working on one, 1-800's working on one, and they have kind of beta versions out in certain markets. Everybody's going to have something in this space because it's the new hot thing. And quite honestly, subscription services are booming. They're a $5 billion industry and they're experiencing growth year over year. But that all takes away from the office experience. And I think these new companies like Hubble and Waldo, they're not only taking from you, they're also really trying to change the narrative. They're hurting the relationship with your patients because they're trying to come from a place of, patient, you've been gouged. All these years, you've been paying too much and it doesn't have to be that way. That's not a great thing, not only for manufacturers, but really for private practitioners, because we don't have anything if we don't have our patients. So we're really the only company that's taking a comprehensive approach to both the doctor side and the patient side. I would say, you know, LensFerry is probably the most well-known name in the industry, but we see flaws in that model. You know, they're not shipping monthly. They're not addressing compliance and exam frequency. They're not allowing for the doctor to have a voice when communicating with the patient. And most importantly, they lack a branding experience that patients want to see and feel when they sign up for a subscription service.
I love it. I mean, this sounds pretty incredible. I'd like for you just to walk us through the process of how this system actually works and also what type of contact lens are available, because there are a ton of contacts on the market right now.
There are, and that is something Allison and I wanted to take seriously from the moment we started this. We don't want to limit anything. We know that when we limit things from a practice perspective, it gets lost and you have to think more. Our whole job is relax. We got this. We're at your service. And that's not just for the patient. That's really for the office. So the way it works is we only work through a doctor's office. So once the office brings the lens butler on board, they can then start signing patients up with the service. And that all happens in the office. Again, we want to avoid the situation where the patient leaves your office and has a chance to shop you. So whether that's from 1-800 perspective or whether that's on other goods that you may offer, we really know it's important to get that patient involved from the minute they're in your office and before they leave. So the doctor will recommend, you know, we have two options for you today. You've been approved for your annual supply. You can either take advantage of your annual supply in the traditional way, which is paying up front and using any rebates or insurance benefits, or you can now utilize the Lens Butler service, which allows you to pay monthly and receive your lenses monthly. And we try to train offices on that exact approach, really. Again, creating a culture of annual supplies, keeping it high level and staying there and letting your patients know, listen, these are your two options. But I also think patients feel really good about an option. So after that point, the staff member, the team member will get the patient signed up. The process is extremely easy. We've built a custom website from the ground up, which has not been cheap or easy. And we've made a lot of mistakes along the way with our first generation website, but we finally got it right. It's intuitive. It's easy, easier than ordering from a distributor, if I will say, but you would place the order in the office. Patient gets signed up there, takes their credit card payment initially there as well, which obviously stores in our system. And from that point forward, everything is automatic. We send them an email monthly, letting them know that we're preparing their shipment, we're running their card. Do they have any extra needs? We are communicating to them on a monthly basis in our actual boxes. And that's one of the things I want to touch on. I think it's extremely important because no other service is giving you, as doctors and as private practitioners, that moment. Now you have 12 times a year you can speak to your patients in our boxes. We allow you to either upload your own PDF image that will get printed and put into our box, or you can utilize one of our standard templates and create your own verbiage. We also, for those offices who are super busy or may not have a marketing person, we've created some pre-written messages. Those are all designed to get patients back into your office for something different. You know, they've already got their contact lenses. So what more do you have to offer? It's a great referral builder. Bring this card in, you know, receive 20% off. Tell a friend, you both receive 20% off. We have a lot of offices using it for referral purposes, but giving you that chance to bring loyalty back to the office and create that message. I think the other key thing is our built-in recall system. This is an annual service. We don't auto-renew. So the patient is good for a year. The last 3 months, we are sending them notifications. Hey, your subscription's going to expire in 2 months, in 1 month. And we tell them to call your office. It's branded with your logo, your name, your phone number. We are truly an extension of the doctor's office. We are not trying to be a company that just stands alone by ourselves to do it all. We partner with you, but we like to take the minutia off your plate.
Well, you kind of really touched on this. I was going to ask you, how do you make sure the patient stays loyal to the practice instead of to the Lynn's Butler service? But all those things that you just mentioned, you're using the office's logo, you're communicating as the office and not as the Lynn's Butler. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I think private practice doctors really feel a lot more comfortable with. When I first started thinking about subscription services, honestly, my gut instinct was like, oh no, I really don't want that. I was really truly afraid it'd be a way for me to funnel my patients to somebody else that then takes all their business. But by having it as the office's logo, the office's branding, the office's communication, you really avoid that potential issue.
That was really important to us. We don't want to be, nor are we, an industry disruptor. We are really coming from this place of reps. We were reps and we get it. And we felt at some point that was limiting us in how we could help our doctors. And that's why we started this business. No one was willing to take the risk to do it differently and really change how doctors look at contact lens sales, how they look at their patients, and how they look at subscription services. Because you're right, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of negative connotation. I have heard from doctors, oh, this is a way for you to, you know, steal my patients and eventually do something with that list. I got to tell you, that is your world. I'm happy keeping it there. I just want to make it easier for you to communicate with them, keep them loyal to your practice. It's a win-win for all of us. I'm really, Allison and I are very passionate about giving private practitioners a way to compete because no one has been doing it. And we really feel like we have something unique here. So thank you.
I mean, one other thing that I think doctors feel is a concern, Daryl, and correct me if this is wrong for you, but I'm always worried about subscription services where it's like, oh, they're buying their contact lenses from you, not from me. So what is that doing about my sales? It's hard to make money selling contact lenses anyway. And I definitely don't want to be taking anything off of that sales, a little bit of bonus that we get when we do it. But in your particular model, the sales actually still come to the office and you just pay a subscription service fee to use the Lynn's Butler. Is that right?
You do pay a subscription service fee to use the Lynn's Butler, but we do take that buying of contact lenses off of your plate. So that's, for some doctors, that's a bonus. They want to alleviate that upfront cash flow that they're paying to distributors. And it's a nice way to funnel business somewhere else and not have to pay those high bills every single month or quarterly. So we will purchase the contact lenses on your behalf. But the great thing is we do still feed you back the profit on a monthly basis. So you're really kind of in a win-win situation. You get that tether to the patient for the year. We're building loyalty. We're increasing compliance. We're forcing them back into your office for that annual exam. We're giving you all the profit back and we're buying the lenses up front for you.
So Beth, one problem that I always run into with my patients is that they tend to lose their contacts, or they say they were never delivered in the mail, or they rip one, or the dog ate their contact lens. What do you do in that type of situation or that scenario?
Listen, I've got two young kids, so I can relate, but we're really at your service. It's not just a tagline for us. It's a focus for our company and it's a way of life for the Lynn's Butler. Again, we come from the rep perspective, so we get it. I can't tell you the amounts of contact lenses I've helped doctors, you know, get for patients who have misplaced in the stories I could tell, but we will. We make sure that we send the patient. Obviously, everything comes in a monthly supply. So where that really comes into play is for a monthly patient. Yes, they're going to get one lens per eye in that month. But the very first month, we actually bill them and ship them their first and last month set of contact lenses so that they always have an inherent backup. That's very important to the patient. It's important to you. So it's important to us. We don't want them to feel inconvenienced if one of those things were to happen on a Saturday night and I can't ship to them until Monday and you may not be open. So we want to make sure that they have everything at their fingertips, but we work actively with both the patient and the doctor's office to communicate those events. We will replace, return anything. And I think one of the things we've run into, patients are used to stopping into your office or calling your office for those things. Most of our offices tell their patients, I've got you covered. They have a trial lens for that patient. They will then communicate to us and we can handle it from there. But the great thing too about our service, it's so intuitive and easy to use with our website. You can go in and adjust that patient's prescription throughout the year. So one of the things that you didn't ask, but I'd like to touch on, is what happens if a patient changes their prescription. It happens frequently with certain types of patients. All you need to do is go into the system, edit that patient's prescription. It will funnel right to us. we will take care of either returning and replacing the lenses they have on hand, or if it's close to that next month's shipment, that shipment's going to include the updated prescription and the patient's going to be right back on track and not miss a beat.
Wow. Does this include also lenses that have astigmatism as well and daily contacts?
Yes, it did. And I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to address it. We have all soft contact lenses available to you. So the four major manufacturers, we've got those covered. We've got astigmatism. We've got multifocal. You know, we aren't a manufacturer. We're not trying to be. So we just work with all of them and our distributor to make sure that we've got everything covered for you all so that you can prescribe clinically what you feel is best for the patient and not have to worry about if we offer it, if we don't. And you also now don't have to worry about that hard price conversation because breaking it up into 12 monthly payments is really great for patients.
Well, currently 18% of all contact lens sales in America are done online. That was a study out of Contact Lens Spectrum last year. In your market research, when you were creating the Lens Butler, I mean, are you projecting this number to continue to grow? How quickly? I mean, how worried do we need to be about subscription services or online services really completely washing out how often a patient might purchase from our in-office practice?
Well, I think it's less worry and just education. You know, yes, 18% of all contact lens sales are done online, but the crazier thing is that 41% of patients want to buy online. When you couple that with the booming subscription service industry, more and more people are valuing convenience over everything else. So the demand for options are going to be greater than ever. And I think that's something that doctors really need to start embracing and not running from. You're already at a disadvantage from a loyalty perspective if you're not taking into consideration how often your patients are being compliant with their lenses. You know, it's one thing to have a high annual supply rate and sell patients annual supplies when they're in the office. That's amazing. I talk to a lot of doctors who have great annual supply rates, but the national average hovers around 39%. So if you're above that, if you're below that, you really need to be focused then on how does your compliance rate look? How quickly is that patient returning to your office? Because those numbers don't look great. And when patients now are looking for an alternative to traditional in-office purchasing, because they know that you historically have not had the options that fit their lifestyle or their pocketbook, they just want to feel valued and they want to be heard and they want to know that you get it. I mean, I'm a mom of two. I'm busier than ever. I quit my corporate job to run this startup, and I really probably shouldn't still be engaging in some of the subscription services that I do because it's a little extra money for me. But I have to tell you, my lifestyle right now, it's so crazy. I'm super busy. I just don't have time. So I value that convenience over everything else. And I think a lot of people my generation do as well. When we were initially testing this concept, you know, we didn't just roll into it and say, we know we have something. We really wanted to get it right. And we surveyed patients from across the country, and over 50% of them said they were interested and wanted a service like this. When we started digging deeper and asking more questions and discovered that 30% were willing to forego their insurance benefits and their rebate to take advantage of a monthly subscription service, we knew we had to keep pushing with this and find a way to make it what we knew it could be, because the numbers are there, the patients are speaking, and you've got to embrace what they want and find a way to make it work for your practice. And that's where we feel the Lens Butler plays a great role.
So I want to kind of circle back and touch on this 39%. That number sounds crazy to me. It sounds like the practice will go under with numbers that are 39%. I know with Jen and I, we've always had contact lens capture rates, 75-85% when we're tracking those numbers. But 39%, really? Is that truly the average? That blows my mind.
We can't undermine the fact that we're just really good at what we do.
Okay. I forgot we're a new dream team. That's right. My bad.
You are the dream team. You already have it. Yeah, you know, annual supply sales, it's a tough thing. And when you look at the compliance rates per modality, I think that's where it becomes a little clearer. You know, historically, dailies have been, and they still are, more expensive. They're a little more of an elite category for patients to be in. Those numbers before this past year, where we've seen some really great rebate rates from some of the manufacturers, Alcon included, those numbers were less than 10% of daily patients buying an annual supply. You really get the meat of your annual supply sales from monthly wearers. They're you know, more compliant. They're buying in bulk more frequently. The two-week wearers, though, are really a problem. And I don't want to harp on that. I think it can be a great modality for patients who don't want a daily, but a month might be too long. You know, two-week has a place. But I think it's just just really hard to get a grasp on compliance. Those patients historically are terribly non-compliant. And the problem is you can sell them close to an annual supply, but I guarantee you they're not coming back to your practice annually. You're missing, you know, the average patient represents about $306 to the practice. So that's a contact lens wearing patient exam, that's all inclusive. So when you miss $306 every year, because the patient's only returning to you every other year, times that by the amount of patients you have that aren't buying an annual supply. I mean, it gets messy. It gets bad. So yeah.
So this subscription service is the best thing ever, because if you really sit down and think about it, a lot of eye care professionals are now prescribing what? Daily contact lens. And that market is growing and growing and growing and growing. And if you have a system where they can pay monthly, it's just going to make life a lot easier for them. So that's the whole concept behind a lens butler. It's probably trying to tackle that daily contact lens consumer, right?
It is. We see 90% of our patients currently are in the daily modality. So you're absolutely correct. I think because it's been priced and cost prohibitive for patients, now this is an easier entry into that modality. But we do have some monthly patients using our service too, who are extremely happy. There is no better reminder to change your lenses than receiving our beautiful, chic, delightful blue box on your doorstep every single month. It's an instant reminder to change those lenses and start fresh and really keeping patients healthy and compliant.
That's so true. I mean, your service has been out now, and tell us about how the response has been from practitioners that are utilizing it.
It's funny. I think they are all in awe and wowed that we've really taken it to such a level of making sure we're thinking about the practice first. I think that that's very unique. They're not used to seeing that. So it's interesting. Sometimes there are some defenses up, you know, we talked about that earlier, but once we break those down, I think that they're really overwhelmed by what this can do for their practice. The ones that have been early adopters, I have to tell you, they're just skyrocketing with this. Their teams at the office level have embraced it. It's really a great thing to bring loyalty back to the practice because patients are talking about it. They tell everybody. We get calls and we want to start putting some of these patient responses on our website, but they call us and say, I am so happy to get your little blue box every single month. I have told all my friends that I go to Dr. Jones and I use your service. It's a great funnel for patients to your practice. But more than that, you know, the return on investment is high. Yes, you pay a monthly fee to use the Lens Butler service, but you get to market to your patients, and we're going to take a lot of that off your plate 12 times a year. We're going to remind them to come back the last 3 months of the year or whenever that rolling calendar year is for your patient. We also, you know, that first email that we send welcoming to the Lens Butler, a week later, we just check in with the patient and we want to know, how are your lenses feeling? How do you like your new contact lenses? And if there are any issues, we feed that back to the office. So we almost try to take some of those admin tasks off of the staff members in the office so they can free up their time to do other things. But we will obviously feed all of that back to the practice so that you can really get in front of that patient and do what's right for them. But it's the freedom factor. You know, the doctors are now free to clinically prescribe the best lens for their patients based on, you know, the health of their eyes without fear of price pushback. That's huge. We encourage dual sales. We do not take traditional insurance. We take flex spending and health savings accounts for sure. A lot of people use those now. So the nice thing is their money gets loaded monthly and they can use that for the Lens Butler, which is great. But we really encourage patients to use their traditional insurance benefit on a backup pair of glasses. Most contact lens wearers don't have a backup pair, and we want to increase that for you as well. So now you can increase a dual sale and not feel, you know, so guilty about doing that if you're one of those types of practices, but you now get to market to your patients with services, events, trunk shows, BOGO events through our boxes 12 times a year. And the patients are now free to make a choice. They haven't had that experience with you in the office yet. Their experience over the last 30 some years has been limited to your insurance covers one or the other. What, you know, do you want contacts today? Do you want glasses? Or we've approved you for dailies total one. How would you like to pay today? And that doesn't make a patient feel good. They need options and they need to feel valued. So this is a great way to really make them feel valued and make them see that you care about them and bring those traditional supply sales back to the office and increase the other sales in the office as well.
So where are you getting most of your eye care professionals from? Is it, you know, the northern part of the country, southern, southeastern? I mean, like, where are people getting this and understanding it and making a big difference in their practice set? Do you have any data on that at all?
Yeah, you know, it's easy for us to give you that info because we didn't leave our corporate jobs until April of this year. So there was a lot of brainstorming and writing and scratching things out out and redoing it and doctor focus groups. And this is all, you know, in our spare time while we were still doing our rep duties during the day. So it was a lot for us at the time. But all of our offices currently are in that northern, I would say northern Ohio area. But since we've been active on social media, LinkedIn, please find us at The Lens Butler and like us, follow us for updates. We've had interest from across the country. We've had California, Oklahoma, Texas. We had a great post on ODs on Facebook, and we hand wrote 150 thank you notes to all the doctors that commented on our ODs on Facebook post. And it was actually handwriting those was great, because to handwrite every state that we were able to send those to was such a moment for Allison and I. And we're launching nationally at Vision Expo West in a few weeks. So if you're planning on attending, I know you guys had a great podcast about that a few weeks ago. Please stop by and see us at our booth. There's a lot of fun stuff going on, giveaways. I think you'll be really impressed with not only our model, but what we have to offer.
Absolutely. So what's the next big thing for you guys outside of the Vision Expo? What's set up for 2018?
We've got a lot of things that we want to do. You know, this service is just the beginning for us and how we want to tether loyalty back to the practice. But we've had some interest from really large, kind of locally regional optical chains, networks that want to get involved and how we can help bring loyalty back to the practice. Allison and I have big dreams for this. So, you know, phase two includes sampling to patients in the boxes. So kind of mixing a traditional subscription service, maybe like an Ipsy or a Roxbox with the Lens Butler, allows the patient to now experience eye-related things that they may not know exist, such as like a dry eye mask that you would wear when you sleep at night, something fun that they would never otherwise know about or experience that they'll now get for free in our boxes. That's kind of on the horizon for us. And we also want to add an add-on feature to our service so that if a patient is about to receive a shipment, but they need solution or an extra lens case, they can certainly add those on. So there are big plans for the company, but we're proud to be independent. We're proud to be unaffiliated. We aren't owned by a manufacturer. We aren't owned by a distributor. And we're really proud of that. We're self-funded. We've built this from the ground up, and we're a flexible company. Our whole goal and mission is to change with the times for the benefit of the practitioner so that you all can stay competitive and relevant and really make a difference like you have been with your patients.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciated having you on and all these really great stats to reconsider what we're doing in the exam room and how much room for improvement we really have. If you guys have been on the fence about what subscription services might mean for you and your patients and your business, it's not all out there about stealing your contact lens sales and stealing away your patients to become online patients for somebody else. Look to partner with people that are working to grow private practice optometry, that care about optometry and your in-office patients. And there's a way for us to embrace technology as it comes out that's not always so disruptive.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast, and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.